When it comes to expanding our understanding of computer science's relationship to music theory, and heck, maybe even vice versa, nothing matches the Persian-powered pedagogy of Fatima Jamshidi.
Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see.
It looks something like this.
1.21 gigawatts.
What the hell is a gigawatt?
You're listening to the Hashtag Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.
Well, hello, podcast fans and loyal listeners of the best one in all of higher education. That'd be the award-winning Hashtag Getting. You know what I'm talking about. Brought to you by the Samuel Ginn College of Engineering. I work for that place, or the Office of Communications, that is. They've asked me to be a professor.
And dean.
Any number of associates and assistants. I said, I'm sticking right here. I know the podcast. I know my strengths. I'm going to play to them. This could be my last podcast, actually, given the, that I'll be speaking Friday.
I'll be hosting the awards. If you are lucky enough to be in Auburn this week, so where were we? April. This will be April 14th at noon, the Grand Hall of the Brown Copel Center. We have our annual spring awards for faculty, staff, students, and our outstanding department alumni. Going to have a new host this year.
Awesome.
The host with the most. Host Henderson.
I don't know whose idea that was. Thankfully, no one will be hearing
this. Oh, hey, I promise you whose idea it was not. And that's this guy. Hey, when they
why did you say something?
I didn't say anything. They brought it up to me, and I said, that is your idea. I said, so when it goes south, he goes off script. I'm not responsible for what he says. Y'all will be the ones to be fired. Not Austin.
Well, thanks for the vote of confidence there from the co-host of this podcast. We got John Sluice over here on keys. I'm sure he'll be taking over once I'm axed or 86 or something. He'll be good. Very special guest today. One near and dear to my heart. After a random, seemingly random, you never know how these things are predestined. I mean, obviously, you're here now, so this is a weekend encounter. Fatima, am I getting it correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I didn't know if it was like Fatima or Fatima.
I know that pronunciation, that spelling is giving everybody a hard time.
Well, I knew someone named Fatima who it was nearly spelled this way. And then Jamshidi.
Yes.
Okay, Fatima Jamshidi. Is that close enough?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let me hear you say it.
I love your pronunciation, I'm going to repeat you. Jamshidi.
Gotcha. All right. Now, Austin, we have a lot of people in here who have a singular focus, and they're laser focused on one particular area. Fatima here.
Laser focused,
right. Fatima here is branching out. Not only is she a PhD candidate in computer and software engineering.
Yes.
Master's student in music education. Now, these are two things a lot of people don't normally pair up with one another.
But I can see the symmetry in those two.
Well, let's see if it is symmetrical. You are seeing.
I think, I can see it.
First, thanks a ton for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Can I get into the, let me set this up, Fatima. So there I am, an incredible father. You know, spending time with my young son, 6 at the time.
Old Chip.
Quinn, if you ever are listening, what a great Saturday that was. We come up to the Shelby Center, to the coolness of the Saturday morning. We have the scooter. I've got to pick something up, probably for my work. A very dedicated employee.
Yes.
And I hear some children in the distance, and I'm thinking, man, somebody's got a big family up on the second or third floor. You know, like, what's going on? Quinn, of course, wants to ride the elevator, as you do, so we ride up, and all of a sudden we look over, and in the little foyer area on the second floor, is that what it's called, the little foyer, you know, the tables and everything,
that is the Kina atrium.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. Number one, I see a bunch of pizza boxes, so you know, you talk about laser focus.
Wait a minute. We need to rewind this. You started putting this all on Quinn, his love for elevators. You just smelled the damn pizza.
Played into it.
Yeah,
it wasn't
on
some Ninja Turtles episode.
Come on.
Well, I go over and I'm looking in and I'm seeing a bunch of kids and they're playing with robots. And Fatima, it was you. And then I forget It was
Preshamsa.
Preshamsa. Fatima asks me, would y'all like some pizza?
Would he ever?
I mean, go engineering. You know, I mean, this is the best engineering class I've ever seen.
When he bleeds red, it ain't blood. That's marinara, bud.
And so I look in, and it's a bunch of youths, anywhere from what, maybe like 8 to 10 or maybe second to third, fourth.
Elementary students.
And it turns out this is like the graduation ceremony, or this is like the final class of this incredible little project that Fatima and Preshamsa were undertaking. And there are robots on the ground. There's music. Quinn goes in, looks around, plays around with some robots, eats some za.
Did he get a certificate for graduating and y'all just happened to show up?
Oh, we had to give him wine.
Well, we took one of the butter dip sauces. I think it was Marco's. It was Domino's. It was Domino. I'm pretty sure it was Domino's. It was good, whatever it was. Anyway, and it was just a wonderful little Saturday. You know what I mean? A little Saturday morning.
What
in the world was happening?
Talk about what this program is.
Oh, yes. It started with 5 years ago when I came here as a master's student in computer science and software engineering. And my love toward music and the love toward little kitties made me come up with the supervision of Dr. Marikitu, made me to change a little bit the curriculum we had for the camps and adding music to engage and foster elementary students all toward high school students into computer science and programming with the love that everybody has toward music. So since then, I've been coordinating MAGIC, mentoring Alabama girls in computer technology. Initially it started with that, and then we just added more music and music concept, actually. That's why I started my master's in music education, because since 6 years old, I've been having piano lessons and then having a dad as a faculty in computer science made me want to connect the dots between music and computer science. And these kids are young generations that we need to invest more time on. These are leaders later on, and the more they get to know the diversity and interdisciplinary things between different measures, not necessarily computer science and music, that my love was toward the two. So I made the dot. And since then, summer 2018 was the first camp I conducted. Since then, we've been having these sort of camps. This was the first time we had elementary students. Fun.
Mm.
They are amazing, cute, and challenging. It was challenging for myself sometimes you just need to move on and let it go. Because my mentality was like, y'all gonna learn this. You need to learn this. But sometimes it's not about learning. It's just enjoying the process.
Sure.
That's awesome. I know Daniela Margitu, she's done a wonderful job with some of these type programs for years. So it's awesome to see you growing that and evolving the curriculum work these kids.
They're
really awesome.
Yeah, no, it was great. And of course, Quinn started asking about getting a robot and had to deal with that for the rest of the day. So now that I'm thinking about it, it wasn't the best time after the fact.
He could have asked for drums.
That's true.
So that's true. I think you're good with the robots.
No, it was a great Saturday, and I owe it all to Fatima and the Margitu associates. What was the name? What's the name of the actual of that particular camp? Now it was for a
computer science and art.
Okay,
this was the name.
Computer science and art. Well, so I mean, what was it just to expose, or were you doing any actual research yourself in how they were responding to the curriculum, or is it just some sort of generic? You know, just like, hey, kids, here's some, you know.
Yeah, wonderful question.
Thank you. That's one for me, Austin.
You too, Kim. That was sort of my master before adding building an application to teach music online. And then we passed it to Preshamsa. So it's actually a research in which we are assessing the interaction students have toward the curriculum and building upon it. Before we had it, it started with 2018. We had the factors that would impact these sort of students and how we can make it better. Then we started adding more factors to connect the dots that actually music theory can be added, and music theory is all about math, and computer science is about math. So they can meet each other in math. And that's the interdisciplinary that we decided to see how they feel about it, like in terms of belongingness, engagement, and all the factors playing to make the curriculum actually better. And then adding it to blended learning so it can be as a resource for young generation and also educators to use it in class, in-person classrooms, that they can actually have blended learning in which we blend technology into in-person classes. And COVID taught us that nothing is predictable. You need to be ready to replace in-person classes with blended learning and hybrid.
Yeah. Let's find out a little bit more about you, though. So you said you came here in 2018. So where are you from originally?
I'm from Persia, Iran.
Iran. What part?
Isfahan, middle, sort of.
I think it's interesting to me because she's the second one that we've had from Iran that you refer to it as Persia.
Oh.
I mean, we, you know, in the United States, we, that's kind of archaic, I would say. Don't you say?
Right. I would say it almost in a, not specifically about the country. I might say about
area.
Yeah.
But you're the second person that said that from Iran.
I love that. Yeah. Persia, and we have Persian music ensemble here at Auburn that I'm instructor for, and that I feel like it gives me power. That, like, yes, yeah, I mean, power.
There's power in Persia.
Yeah. Yes, because that was Persian Empire before, and sure. Then yes,
I already know what the name of this one's gonna be.
Persian power.
That's a given.
Well, I got it. So let's go real quick before we get in even a little more about what you got here, before I forget, because you said the Persian music ensemble.
Yeah.
It's here now. Perea, is he in the ensemble?
Perea.
He does. I know he sings for some sort of Persian power band.
Thank you so much for introducing.
We're going to go back.
You know Perea, well, I don't know if you know him, no, but you said you'd listen to the podcast. Yeah, but Perea is very much involved.
Oh, Puria.
Yeah, am I saying it?
I heard Puria. Puria is singing Puria. For us. Yeah. For Persian music ensemble.
I knew. I was like, my gosh, how many Persian ensembles?
Yeah. I know. Auburn is the capital of Persian ensembles.
So how are you saying it?
Puria.
It's P-O-R.
I was thinking Perea.
Okay. There's another name, Paria. I was like, that's a girl name. And Puria is boy. Puria. So I was like, oh, we have Paria. And we can mix the two, Paria and Puria, to sing together.
Well, see, that's why I don't even attempt to enunciate any of them, because even if I got it, it would still come out at Perea. So I'll just leave it up to Jared.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, also, I can't wait, because y'all have something coming up, don't you? Pretty soon?
Oh, yes. April 29th at 6. If it seemed like advertising.
That's what we're here for. So what's going on that night?
Yes, we have... Initially, we start off with Civilization, Sound of Persia, and that's to represent the beauty and the color toward Persian music, and actually showing 2500 history that Persia has. So it's mostly representing that by Civilization, Sound of Persia. Then we are moving to different styles, texture of music, and Persian instruments. We have sitar, santur, tombak, percussion. Mostly we have percussion instruments this time, but we also have oud and sitar, which play and melody.
His wife, Sanaz, is she playing center?
Yes, Sanaz plays center, but this time we have Sound of China. What I love about this Persian ensemble is I'm just honored by having a diverse group. I'll be happy to introduce the diverse group to everybody. And we have Sound of China. We have five different nationalities, and different nationalities would bring beauty, colors, and different disciplines, different thoughts of music and philosophy of whatever they're thinking about in terms of music.
So what are you playing?
I play the piano myself, but it's just I'm conducting
I know that instrument.
Yeah.
The other ones, yeah. I'm going to have to look up whenever, because I heard sitar, and then I'm thinking,
sitar.
Okay, because I'm sitting there thinking, are we going to have this guy that's half horse, half man? Talk about diversity. this group is inclusion. Amazing. Yes. Wow. Whoa. Well, so what did you study before you came here? When you went to school?
In Persia.
Yes. I love that. Thank you.
It sounds much better.
Yeah, Iran is so.
Yeah, that's like 1980s wrestling.
Give me a break. Uh-huh.
I know. I studied my bachelor is in computer science, but I have equivalent bachelor in music as well.
Well, so
piano performance.
Talk about your decision to come to Auburn. How did Auburn get on your radar? What attracted you here?
Make it look good.
Communication and marketing is the correct
answer. Everybody, come to Auburn. It's great. Actually, Auburn is great. And as a master's student, getting grant and funding was one of the most important thing. And Auburn is one of the few universities giving master's student opportunity to actually get funding and tuition fee. So that was the main reason. And Dr. Margito is into assistive technology, that I felt like diversity and helping underrepresented, underserved students would really be something I look forward to. And I want to help students who are suffering from disabilities and actually make it more accessible for everybody. And Dr. Margito was working toward assistive technology that helped me to be interested. And having my own, so initially I didn't get this opportunity, but she was so open to any idea that I had even before coming to Auburn, that I was like, yes, Fontana, you got this. You can conduct this camp for computer science and music. And that's beautiful. That's what I've started. That was the dream of me since I was 6 years old, having piano lessons. So all these combination together, and having my family actually here, my sister and brother-in-law. My brother-in-law also was in Dr. Shamsai's lab before, like 5 years ago. His advisor was somebody else, but co-advisor was Dr. Shamsai.
Oh, okay.
Had you been to the United States before you came here?
I was a visitor initially. And that's when I met Dr. Margito to talk to her about my research, my interests. And that's all when it started to come together.
So if another international student, you were talking to them from Persia, and they were interested in Auburn, how would you sell them on Auburn? Why would you tell them that it was a great decision that you made to come to Auburn?
I would say Auburn will give you opportunity to express whatever you are and be yourself, rather than just getting involved with the research that you may not necessarily enjoy. So enjoying the research is really important. And PhD is a long process. It's a journey itself, 5 to 6 years it may take. And if you are not enjoying your research, then it's a waste of time. You may end up in job, making money. But for me personally, that feeling like belongingness was the most important. And Auburn will give you this opportunity. And the fact that it's fine to change advisors. It's fine to talk to everybody. And advisors being open to this here at Auburn is beautiful. I haven't experienced any other university, yes. But
yeah, it's terrible at the other universities. It's great.
I know. They don't accept that, okay,
terrible advisors,
you are not interested in the research. Evil. Then you get to do whatever you want.
That's awesome to hear. That's really awesome to hear.
Your shirt, Military Reach, Research and Outreach. I was looking around. Tell us about this organization and your involvement in it.
Amazing people. A professional. I learned a lot since 2019. I joined Military Reach. It's a collaborative work between computer science, library, and human science department. Right now, I'm honored to be the lead of a web dev team at Military Reach, and we are trying to bridge the gap between theory and practice to provide resources for military families who are going through traumas or any other difficulty, to provide them with daily base, friendly base resources. And we do the web development part to make the search easier. Recently, and we had an efficacy study. We developed an application, Android and iOS applications, to assess how we are doing, actually. And the efficacy study turned out to be really nice. We had around 40 researchers that was coming up every week based off of the preferences that users had. So they got to choose three topics and categories that they were interested in, and overall the efficacy study. That's completely different, and it gave me opportunity to express myself in non-technical world, because most of the people we are interacting with are from human science department. So I don't get to know, okay, this configuration is not gonna work with this AI, because they're gonna say, okay, tell me in English. What do you mean?
Right.
So that's beautiful. That gave me opportunity to learn this skill, to how to interact with non-technical people.
Awesome. What a great resource.
Yeah, because human science, they're bragging on her too.
Everybody should. Music, yeah. Everybody should.
You were just like a node, of interdisciplinary, just education and
getting it done.
Opportunity, I tell you what. I would love to keep going into things. We kind of got to wrap it up here, but there's so much we could talk about. I wanted to go into AI and music. I don't want a computer writing my rock songs, but maybe I do. Who knows? Anyway.
We're going to have to go see this Persian ensemble sometime.
April 29th.
April 29th. With 6
awesome.
O'clock.
I'd be honored. Yeah. Recital hall.
Recital hall.
Goodwin Recital.
There
hall.
We go.
We got a Puria.
Yes, Puria.
Engineer alum. Yeah. Fatima, any other engineers? We might need to cover
actually
this.
Actually, everybody
everyone?
Is engineer.
Oh, my gosh.
We got another story
John,
coming.
Get your camera. Fatima, can't thank you enough for everything.
Thank you so much for having me.
For the pizza. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He appreciates that more than anything.
Still, yeah. Call me if you have any coupons or any 50%, any discount codes. That'd be great. Because that was a big order. And I know those kids, and those kids were eating it up, as it were. The food.
Literally
and
the figuratively.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, thanks for everything you're doing. And thanks for joining us. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
You're listening to the #Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.